Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to Tuesday Talks. Are you tired of all the BS and fluff in self-help and personal development? We're here to deliver evidence-based growth. So buckle up. We're going to give you the actionable, evidence-based answers you need, all in under 10 minutes, here on Tuesday Talks.
Welcome to Tuesday Talks. I'm your host, Matt Bodner.
I'm the producer, Austin Fable.
Boom. Today we're going to be talking about the 80-20 principle. This is something we recently did an interview with Perry Marshall, where we went super deep on this concept, but it's something that I think is super, super important. In fact, if you could see, we have the letters 80-20 printed in giant letters over on the wall over there, but the 80-20 principle governs a tremendous amount of our lives. You know, it's a mathematical phenomenon that explains everything from the distribution of craters on the moon to rabbit populations to the size of files on your hard drive, all the way to the distribution of wealth of individuals and countries. And so it's something that's really, really powerful. And it's something that you can leverage in your own life to transform the results that you're getting.
So one of the common uses that a lot of people understand is, you know, the 20% of your sales come from 80% of your customers, 80% of your sales come from 20% of your customers, and then vice versa with your problems as well. Like usually you have a large set of customers that cause most of your problems and a small set that are worth more that kind of get you pushed through. What are some of the more intricate uses for the 80-20 principle?
Well, I think what you said is worth expounding upon, which is that there's both a positive and a negative application of the 80-20 principle.
Absolutely.
Right. And so the 80-20 principle in its simplest form states that 80% of your outputs are created by 20% of your inputs. And what that means is that a few small, high leverage things create the vast majority of the results that you want. Right? And so the positive application of that is looking at things that you want to happen. Do you want to grow your sales? You know, the outputs that you want to create in the world. And figuring out, journaling, digging down to the numbers, understanding what are the inputs that actually created those outputs, right? Whether it's your time spent, whether it's people hired, whether it's money invested, et cetera. What are the actual things, the very specific things that created those positive outputs? The flip side of that is looking at negative things, looking at the things you don't like, the outcomes you don't want to happen, the things that cause you stress and unhappiness in your life and in your business, and figuring out, are there a small few number of sources that are causing the vast majority of my headaches? And the idea of the 80-20 principle is that typically, yes, the distribution of outcomes is not necessarily equal to what the inputs are. And so very small inputs can have huge outputs. And that's fundamentally the concept of leverage. And the 80-20 principle is all about the application of leverage.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I can think of even in my personal life and in my career as well, you know, 20% of the things I do really give me kind of 80% of the results. It's those like really high value activities that you put time into that you really get the most from. But then again, you know, 80% of that work might not be unimportant, but a lot of other things are really not going to move the needle forward and give me a lot of output, or excuse me, input.
And one of the things you can do is in order to conduct, if you want to apply the 80-20 principle to your life so that you can achieve more results by doing fewer things, or you can cut off a few things that are causing most of your problems, you can actually conduct an 80-20 analysis of your own life. And we're going to have something, we're going to have a guide below this video. And if you're listening on the audio, this will be in the show notes for this particular Tuesday talk. But we actually put together a resource that shows you and walks you through all the steps necessary to conduct an 80-20 analysis. But once you've done that and you've looked at what are the 20% of the inputs that are creating 80% of what I want in my life, and what are the 20% of inputs that are creating 80% of what I don't want, you can create a really simple, both a to-do list of how do I do more of these really high leverage things and fewer of the things that don't really matter at all. I can, in many cases, you can just ignore, delegate, forget about those things. And then how do I create a not to-do list of the 20% of things that are creating 80% or more of my headaches? All right, so that's the 80-20 principle in a nutshell. Simple, sweet, beautiful. It's an incredibly powerful phenomenon and something that I personally spent a lot of time thinking about in my life. I spent about 4 or 5 hours the other day doing a huge deep dive 80-20 analysis of my life, how I spend my time, how my income is generated, what's creating happiness, what's creating stress and unhappiness across everything in my life, and created a huge action item list that I'm going to continue to implement. The beautiful thing also about the 80-20 principle is that it's recursive. So what I mean by that is you can conduct an 80-20 analysis and start whittling away all those things. And then after you've done that, you can come back, let's say 5-6 months later, and then conduct another 80-20 analysis and continue to extract the most high leverage activities from whatever you're doing and only focus on executing and doing those things that can create the absolute biggest impact in your life. Thanks for listening to Tuesday Talks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tuesday Talks. For more great content like this and things focused on evidence-based growth, be sure to sign up for our email list. You can sign up right here or by going to successpodcast.com.